Ako, when I end things sa kalandian or sa relationship, nagsisend ako ng mahabang message, ng mahabang goodbye message, because I just wanna let them know the things na hindi ko nasabi before, linawin yung mga bagay na hindi malinaw or yung mga magugulo, at saka magpasalamat at magsorry. Kasi alam mo yun, maybe this is the last time na mag-uusap kami and ayoko na may maiwan pa akong thoughts or feelings na hindi niya alam. Kung bitter ending, kung hindi maganda yung ending naming dalawa, gusto ko sana sa goodbye message na yon mag-mend yung mga dahilan ng pagiging namin, pagkakaroon ng bad blood sa isa't isa, but also ipaalala na rin yung mga good days, magpasalamat no, na meron kaming good days together. Pero kung okay naman yung ending namin, very mutual yung understanding na we're ending things now, ganyan, yun yung ending na medyo mapapaisip ka pa na kung okay naman kami, bakit namin ititigil, ba? Diba? Pero hindi ganun. Siyempre, maraming ibang reasons kung bakit nga magsa-stop yung isang bagay. Pero ayun, alam ng friends ko yan na when I end things with someone, either kalandian nga or relationship, I always make the person know how they were able to impact my life. And how they were able to influence din kung sino akong tao ngayon at kung ano yung mga naturo nila sa aking lessons, life lessons in general, and of course in relationships. Hi, this is All the Love, X-Chan. All the Love, X-Chan. Hello and welcome to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All the Love, X-Chan. And that's right, today is our last episode para sa ating season 2. That's right, nagkaroon na tayo ng 20 episodes in total. Would you believe? This only started as a dream for me before na parang pangarap ko talaga mag-radyo, pangarap ko na magsalita at mag-share ng stories sa napakaraming tao. And in the month of September last year, it was just an idea, but now we are on the 20th episode, season finale of season 2. Who would have thought? At dahil nga ito ang ating season finale, again, I just wanna express my gratitude to you guys for your continuous support sa All the Love Action, for answering our question of the week, messaging me, letting me know kung gaano nyo na-enjoy yung episode by simply liking or sharing our episodes. I just want you guys to know that I truly, truly appreciate them. And All the Love X-Chan won't be here, definitely won't be here without you guys. I appreciate every single thing. I see them and wala, let's just go. Let's continue. But of course, just like our ending for season 1, I know na alam niyo na rin naman na of course kapag meron tayong ginagawang isang bagay, kailangan din naman natin mag-take ng break at magpahinga. Not because hindi natin mahal yung ginagawa natin, but because gusto natin ma-recollect yung energy na meron tayo at mag-deliver pa ng better. And of course, All the Love Action season 3 will be much better than season 1 and season 2. But of course, if you are new to the show, hi, I'm X-Chan. This is All the Love, X-Chan. And this is the season finale nga of season 2. Pero huwag ka mag-worry kasi you can always catch up sa previous episodes ng All the Love, X-Chan. Pwede mo i-search yan sa Spotify or Apple Podcasts or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng inyong mga favorite podcast at All the Love, X-Chan. And for sure, lalabas yan dyan. And last week nga pinag-usapan natin ang a non-athlete's journey and then familiarity with the sport. So nalaman nyo na kung gaano ako hindi ka-athletic talaga. I mean, nagkaroon ng moments that I tried pero I don't think sports is actually for me. Although in the future gusto ko matry maglaro ng volleyball with my friends or for leisurely purposes, ganyan. Pero yeah. Sa body ko na to, hindi talaga siya for sports. And itong nakaraang weekend nga ay ang Valentine's Day. Kamusta naman ang Valentine's Day ng lahat? Kung masaya yung Valentine's Day celebration nyo, congratulations. But if you are like me na single ng Valentine's Day, at natulog lang at nag-binge watch ng favorite series sa Netflix. I'm here with you guys, I can relate. At umpisahan na nga natin ang ating episode para sa araw na ito. This is episode 10, Bitter Endings and the Season Finale. Simulan na natin agad-agad sa ating ex-love list at ang aking nasa listahan para sa araw na ito ay ang Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now, if you're a fan of the show, you know that this airs on NBC and currently ay in-upload na nga ang Season 7 sa Netflix Philippines and I'm super duper happy na finally we can watch it, we can access it kasi it's been a while, no, yung Season 6. Actually, medyo nakalimutan ko na nga yung nangyari sa Season 6. I planned on rewatching Season 6 but then pinaroy ko na yung episode 1 ng Season 7. And okay naman. Naalala ko naman yung mga nangyari pa. So, hindi ko na kailangan i-rewatch. Okay, so this show stars Andy Samberg, Melissa Fumero, Stephanie Beatriz, Terry Crews, Joe Lo Trulio, and Andre Brower. And this is a comedy show. And actually, I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine because their type of comedy is very different from the other comedy shows that I watch. Like Modern Family, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So, ibang-iba talaga siya. If there's a show na pwede ko i-relate sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it's probably Community. Alam mo yun? Like, they have a strong grasp of their humor and you can notice it sa bawat episode, sa bawat season, and they don't veer away from that type of humor too much. Which is effective, of course. And, eto, may confession. I used to not like the show just because of the hype. Like, naisip ko kasi dati ang daming may gusto sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine and ayoko muna sana makasabay, diba, sa hype ng show. Tapos sa mga panahong medyo naglilo na yung hype ng tao sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I tried watching it and oh my gosh, it changed my world. Talaga. Like, I couldn't stop watching it. Next episode, next episode, next episode. And one day, I found myself super invested na rin sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Also, one of the major reasons why I love the show is yung characters. Sobrang relatable niya for me. Kahit na it's a comedy show, alam mo yun, you sometimes see yourself in these characters. And I think that's one of the magical things talaga when you watch a show. If you see yourself in these characters, in these roles, then mahuhook ka talaga. And ang favorite character ko before, bago siya umalis sa show, ay si Gina Linetti, played by Chelsea Peretti. And I really love the sass, the attitude. Diba, kahit na yung role niya sa show, ay volunteer lang naman siya from the community. Pero siya pa yung parang, ano talaga, boss doon sa precinct. Pero ngayon naman na si Gina Linetti, sadly, dahil umalis na siya sa show, ang favorite character ko na now, Jake Peralta, na for me ha, sobrang laki ng character development niya. Character development niya. From season 1 na parang, I'm super good, it's all me, ako na bahala dyan, I'm the superhero of the day, to being someone na naging team player at marunong na makipag-work sa kanyang other co-workers, diba, sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Unfortunately, last week nga, we knew that the show will end on season 8. Kaka-release lang ng statement na ito na nga ang final season ng Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Of course, that's sad, but at the same time, as a watcher and as a viewer, ayaw mo rin naman na mapilitan na lang yung creators, yung mga actors, na ituloy pa yung show na hindi na magiging super smooth yung flow ng story, ng plot, ganyan. So kung okay na rin na i-end nga siya sa season 8 at mabigyan ng proper endings lahat ng characters, then I truly support this decision. All the Love X-Gen rating for Brooklyn Nine-Nine is 5 out of 5. Yes, it's a perfect score. If you have not seen any episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, syempre nasa Netflix lang yan. Just type nyo lang sa search bar, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and you will thank yourself for giving this opportunity and chance to watch a great, great show. At earlier this week, nung Monday nga, ay tinanong ko kayo para sa ating question of the week na, why do relationships end? O diba, parang ending lang ng Brooklyn Nine-Nine sa season 8. Pero bago ang lahat, tayo muna ay mag-take ng quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcasts. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChannel on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChannel@gmail.com. All the Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned into All the Love XChan. Nag-take lang tayo ng very quick break. At para nga sa araw na ito, ang title ng ating episode ay Bitter Endings and the Season Finale. And just like our season finale for season 1, ang ating question of the week, ang ating core topic para sa araw na ito. Pero bago ang lahat, ano nga ba ang endings? Well, ang endings in Filipino, ito ay ang pagtatapos ng kahit anong bagay na nagsimula, di ba? Pero sa context ng relationships, ano nga ba ang endings? For me, ang endings sa isang relationship ay inevitable na bagay. Kasi pwede namang maging happy ending yan at pwede rin maging sad ending. Ang happy ending sa isang relationship siguro ay if you see each other living together for such a long time, or if you've been committed to each other na sobrang tagal na, then maybe that is a happy ending. Or hindi mo pa nga matawag na ending yun eh, di ba? Parang you're happily there. And of course, ang sad endings, syempre maraming type of sad endings sa isang relationship, but ang isang sad ending talaga ay yung breakup. Separating ways, not loving each other anymore, mga ganun. And syempre, meron ding mga endings na nakakapagparamdam sa'yo ng gaan. Ng parang, alam mo yun, nahugutan ka ng tinik sa lalamunan. And kahit na merong happy endings, majority of the endings sa mga buhay natin ay malungkot, no? Yung nararamdaman natin. Sadness yung major feeling na nafe-feel natin. And bakit nga ba? Bakit tayo nasasad as a person? Bakit tayo nalulungkot kapag nagtatapos yung mga bagay-bagay? And for me, I have 4 things to share with you guys kung bakit nga ba tayo nalulungkot kapag nagtatapos ang isang bagay. Unang-una sa lahat ay attachment. Syempre, kung nakita mo ang isang bagay na nagsimula at ikaw mismo ang nagsimula ng bagay na ito, sobrang laki at sobrang lakas ng attachment mo to whatever this thing is. If we're in the context of relationships, na-attach ka na doon sa tao. Diba? I mean, dito sa All the Love Action, alam naman natin na wag tayo agad ma-attach sa isang person, lalo na kung hindi mutual yung feeling. Pero para sa mga, bago pa lang sa pakiramdam ng love at pagmamahal, napakadali kasing ma-attach eh. Kasi nga, you hope and dream na kung sino man yung ma-meet mo, ay siya na. At ready ka nang i-attach yung sarili mo sa tao na to. Kasi you see a future for the both of you. Malungkot ang endings dahil sa attachment because ang attachment ay idiridikit mo na yung sarili mo sa tao na yon. At hindi mo na nakikita yung sarili mo kapag wala siya. Kumbaga, you identify yourself and you see yourself being with that person as one. Kaya nga attachment. And kapag nagtapos ang isang bagay, masakit, 'di ba? Kapag kailangan maghiwalay. Kunyari, dalawang papel na pinagdikit gamit ang glue, hindi mo na mababalik sa dating itsura. Yung dalawang papel bago mo sila pinagdikit. And sinasabi din nila na kapag pinaghiwalay mo ang isang bagay, hindi na ito mapaghihiwalay ng pantay. Yung isa mas konti, yung matitira, yung isa naman mas malapit sa buo. Hala, sobrang lalim na ng podcast ko para sa mga international listeners ko dyan. Sorry for speaking and Filipino for the most part. But let me know if you want a full English episode. Okay, going back to my topic. Kaya malungkot kapag natapos ang isang bagay dahil attached ka na sa person na yun. Syempre, dito sa All the Love Action, we don't encourage nga na ma-attach agad. We have to consider a lot of things and we have to look at different factors bago tayo ma-attach sa isang tao. So, yeah, I consider attachment as one of the main reasons why endings are sad. Kahit ano pa man yan. Next naman ay malungkot ang endings or malungkot ang mga pagtatapos ng mga bagay-bagay because we already invested so much energy, effort, and emotions sa tao na yun. Syempre, step one, ma-attach ka dun sa person. And then step two is you start investing feelings, emotions, and effort doon sa tao na yun. Kinakonsider ko ang invested energy, effort, and emotions as one of the major reasons why malungkot ang endings because feeling mo nasayang, no? Nasayang lahat nung emotion, nung energy, nung effort na binigay mo sa taong to at inilaan mo sa relationship na to. Kahit na sabihin nating 6 na buwan o 1 taon or dun man tayo sa mga grabehan na 10 taon, 'di ba? Inevitable ang paghihiwalay. Kasi maraming iba't ibang dahilan ng paghihiwalay. At mamaya ipag-uusapan natin yan sa inyong mga sagot sa ating question of the week. Pero masakit ang endings dahil yung mga binigay mo sa relationship na to at bigla na lang mawawala, bigla na lang masasira. Masakit kasi kasama dun yung trust, yung puso mo, diba? At yung pag-iisip mo na magtiwala again, magtiwala ulit at buksan yung sarili mo na magmahal ulit, diba? Maybe itong relationship na ito na patapos na hindi mo ina-expect na darating. Kumbaga, you were perfectly okay before meeting this person, before being in this relationship, and you were happy with who you are. You felt happy, you felt whole. So, nung natapos tong bagay na ito, feeling mo na you fooled yourself one again. Diba? You fooled yourself again, sorry. Na sana pala hindi na lang, diba? Kasi baka mahirapan na ulit ako sa bumalik sa kung sino ako dati bago ko siya makilala. Diba? At saka diba, tatanong ko sa inyo, kung ikaw ay nagbigay ng sobra sa isang relationship, gusto mo na mag-flourish yun, syempre. Pero kapag natapos yun, mapapaisip ka na yung mga in-invest ko ba na energy, effort, at emotions ay kulang pa? At kung may isip mo na kulang pa, eh di syempre meron ka pang mas ibibigay, anong matitira sa sarili mo? O dapat pa ba akong magtira para sa sarili ko? Diba? At meron ding perspective na itong mga in-invest mong feelings, energy, effort, emotions, kapag sumobra naman, mapapaisip ko na meron ba talagang tao na kaya makareceive ng ganitong type of love, time, effort from me na hindi ma-overwhelm sa mga ini-invest ko sa isang relationship. There's a lot of introspection when it comes to endings that are because of invested energy, effort, and emotions. If you truly opened up yourself in the relationship and you gave everything that you've got, kapag natapos ang isang relasyon, ang isang bagay, kahit na ibinigay mo na ang lahat, mapapaisip ka. At surely, masakit. Bago pa ako umiyak sa ating sa ating second point ay magpunta na tayo sa ating third reason why we think endings are sad. We are sad of endings because naiisip natin na we have to start again. Lalo na kung galing ka sa isang long-term relationship, mapapaisip ka kung kaya mo pa ba magsimula ulit. Kung kaya mo pa ba buhatin yung sarili mo patayo. At kung kaya mo pa ibalik yung sarili mo sa kung sino ka bago ang relationship na yun, diba? Endings are sad kasi we have to start again. And we are not sure if we can quote-unquote replicate the type of love that we have given in that ending relationship, or kung kaya pa ba natin magtiwala ulit, or we're being unfair to the next person kasi cautious na tayo eh. We're only giving a portion of ourselves, not because ayaw natin na magtiwala ulit at magmahal, but because we just wanna protect ourselves from heartache again. Ang, I guess, magandang tanong dito ay, where do you find the balance between having that energy to start again or settle for the other person na siya na lang mag-effort to build something new, diba? I think it's normal to be empty after an exhausting relationship. It's normal for you to feel like you don't have anything more to give. And ayun, no, ang kailangan mo kasi sa isang restart ay, one, yung energy and yung willingness to start again. And two, yung sarili mo na ipapakilala mo sa next person. Hindi yung jaded, hindi yung tao na sobrang nasaktan. Kasi I think the key to hurt and pain from relationships is for you to learn from them. And dapat sa next person na mamimit mo, ang makikita ng person na yon ay yung mga lessons na natutunan mo. Yung hurt and pain na nakuha mo from your previous relationship, the relationship that ended, ikaw lang yung makakabuo ulit sa sarili mo. Pwede ka i-guide ng ibang tao, pwede kang tulungan, but they won't be the main driver in this path again to self-discovery and feeling like your old self again. It's up to you talaga to have that willingness to start again. And endings are sad because akala mo hindi mo na ulit kailangan magsimula. Pero nung natapos, syempre, yung bagay na yun, kailangan mo ulit magsimula. Not necessarily maghanap ng bagong relationship, but you have to start finding yourself again. You have to restart loving you before anyone else. And lastly, we are sad sa endings because we're saying goodbye to a part of our life. Yung part na yun, pwedeng small part, pwedeng huge part. But of course, small parts, kapag pinagsama-sama mo, it will be impactful enough in your life. And of course, yung huge part of your life naman, undoubtedly, malaki na yung effect niyan sa buhay mo. Sad ang endings kasi nagpapaalam tayo sa isang bagay na malaki ang ibinigay sa ating buhay. Maraming tinuro sa ating lessons, maraming moments na napasaya tayo, pinakilig, made our hearts dugdug. malungkot tayo sa mga endings because kapag nag-goodbye ka sa isang relationship, you're also saying goodbye to the dreams that you had and the possibilities that you imagined for the both of you. Diba? You're not just saying goodbye to the person, but also you're saying goodbye to your routines, your habits, and your feelings for this person. And that, for me, is a huge part of why endings in relationships are sad. Syempre, mayroong mga tao na kapag na-goodbye na, iniisip mo pa rin na, ah, baka makita ulit kami in the future, then maybe in that lifetime or in that part of our lives, mas mature na kami as people, mas alam na namin kung paano mag-handle ng relationships. But I don't think we should hold on to that idea. Kasi mawawala tayo doon sa path ng self-discovery and loving ourselves again. I think if we wanna improve ourselves and then eventually meet the person again na we ended things with, manunotice ng other person yun eh, if we were actually able to improve by ourselves and not just kailangan ko i-improve yung sarili ko para sa person na to, diba? And syempre, meron din namang mga good bias na hindi mo na naiisip na magkakaroon pa ng part 2 or ng sequel yung relationship nyo. And those type of good bias are the hardest. Kasi, yun nga, they became a huge part of your life. And gusto mo sabihin lahat, gusto mo magpasalamat, gusto mo i-explain kung ano man yung naging dahilan ng pag-end ng mga bagay-bagay. Gusto mo ring magtanong kahit na hindi ka makakuha ng sagot, diba? Bakit ka bumitaw? Bakit ako bumitaw? Bakit tayo nawala? Bakit tayo naging busy sa mga sarili-sarili nating buhay? Madami, madaming dahilan kung bakit matatapos. At bakit, maraming dahilan kung bakit kailangan magpaalam. Pero ayun, endings are sad because we have to say goodbye. Hindi ako umiiyak dito. But that's it for our main segment for today. And katulad nga ng ating season 1 finale, hindi na tayo magbe-break para pumunta sa ating question of the week. Let's go straight ahead. Tinanong ko kayo, why do relationships end? And let's start with Jamie. Sabi niya, when two people grow apart and their interests, plans, etc. change. Pero pwede rin nag-cheat lang talaga yung isa. And oop! Jamie mentioned a valid point here na sometimes yung relationships, it ends badly. Katulad ng cheating, di ba? This is something that you don't see from afar. Parang bigla ka na lang iya-attack ng ganitong reason for breaking up. And gusto ko sana mas pag-usapan yung isang point ni Jamie na when two people grow apart and their interests, plans, etc. change. You know what? It is inevitable. Katulad ng endings, change is inevitable. Sabi nga nila, it's the only constant thing in this world. And it's normal for people to change, to grow, and to develop into a new person. Kasi syempre, as you grow older, you discover more things about yourself. But I think, nagiging dahilan ang changes sa isang person para mag-end ang isang relationship when you are not bringing the other person sa changes na to. Kumbaga, may napag-iiwanan, diba, sa changes na to. At may possibility na kapag naiwan yung isang person sa relationship, kumbaga ikaw, you are at a fast pace, no? Discovering these new changes in your life. Tapos, naiwan yung isang person na wala siyang idea kung paano nangyayari yung change na yun or parang what's happening to the person that I love. Parang siya pa ba to? Sino ba tong person na nakilala ko? Diba? Na-alienate yung person na yun. At doon nag-uumpisa yung falling out of it. Kasi I think when you are in a relationship, while I do appreciate the individuality in a relationship, kailangan mo pa rin isama yung other person sa changes na mangyayari sa buhay mo. Not necessarily you have to make the other person the focal point of the changes in your life, but at least make them understand of these changes. Kasi syempre, nag-meet kayo sa isang buhay, sa isang part or sa isang point ng mga buhay niyo na ito kayo eh. And I do support the changes that will happen in your life. Pero syempre, kasali ng changes na yon sa buhay mo. Yung changes na magiging, yung changes na madadala nun sa relationship niyong dalawa. Next naman, sabi ni Miss Maxine, why do relationships end? Change of priorities, falling out of love, or commitment? Medyo same sila ng point ni Jamie, na change of priorities because ayun nga no, kapag mas tumatanda ka, mas nagmamature ka, nag-iiba yung mga priorities mo sa buhay. And if at this point in your life you wanna prioritize your career, then go ahead. And then if the other person can't understand that or parang pipigilan ka na mag-grow into a better version of yourself, then maybe it's time to end things, no? And then eventually meet each other again kapag mas may time na kayo for a relationship. Although, not every single time naman ay kailangan mo ngang i-google sa relationship niyong dalawa. Because you have to develop yourself too. Pero ang importante dito, katulad ng point ko sa Jamie, katulad ng point ko sa sagot ni Jamie, is you have to make the other person understand. Hindi mo kailangan i-explain kung bakit mo ginagawa yung changes na to, but at least you have to make them understand why these changes are happening and why you're prioritizing this part of your life now than your relationship. You also have to explain na hindi ibig sabihin nun ay hindi mo na mahal, but the relationship is still a part of the priorities, not just the main one. And you also have to explain na yung ginagawa mo naman para sa sarili mo. For example, you're prioritizing your career. The development of your own self will also have positive benefits to the relationship. And paulit-ulit yung sinasabi ko, and I guess yun yung current theme nga na you just have to make the other person understand. And ang relationship, it lasts because one, may communication, and two, you are understanding of each other's messages, diba? Kung mas naiintindihan mo, and you're not the type of person that just completely shuts out the other person kapag may iba. Isa pa sa sinabi ni Maxine ay falling out of love and commitment. Alam mo, if you're gonna ask the younger me kung ang love ba ay feeling or choice, I will definitely answer before ha na it's a feeling. Diba? Ngayon, ako, it's a combination of both. It will start as a feeling, diba? You develop love for someone. But it becomes a choice to love someone every single day of your lives. Diba? Parang, ang love, hindi lang siya feeling because you have to act on it too. Diba? Para siyang, pero ayun, diba? So, yung sinasabi ni Maxine dito na ang dahilan ng pag-e-end ng isang relationship ay falling out of love or commitment, that's your choice to step out of a relationship. Syempre, may maraming reasons kung bakit gusto mo na umalis sa isang relationship. Pero, yeah, it's a valid reason why relationships end. Kasi nga, love is more than just a feeling. It's a choice, it's a commitment, it's a responsibility to keep that love alive. Alright, next, sabi ni Eliza, wala, hindi lang talaga kayo on the same page in terms of expectations, priorities, phase in life, love language, values, etc. Di ba meron ng saying na right person at the wrong time? And you know what? I actually do believe in that. Na kapag na-meet mo yung isang person na lahat kayo match, the things you do, hobbies, likes and dislikes, pero hindi swak yung timing yung dalawa, there's a chance that that relationship won't flourish. Kasi nga ito, no, Eliza mentioned a lot of things why timing is important. Siyempre, iba-iba ang timing ng mga tao sa kanilang expectations sa isang relationship, sa priorities, sa love language, sa values. This can differ through time. And relationships end because you're not on the same page is a normal reason, diba? Kasi when you enter a relationship, hindi naman agad ganun ka-sure na yun yung gusto mo sa isang relationship. Pwedeng along the way mag-iba na parang, ay, hindi pala ito yung gusto ko. Pero sa isang relationship kasi, again, going back to my point, you have to make the other person understand why you're letting go. Diba? So parang, katulad sinabi ko kanina, hindi ko pa kunyari priority ang love. Or wala pa ako sa buhay ko na ready mag-settle down for a family or mag-commit to a relationship. Diba? If you are not on the same page with the other person doesn't have the responsibility to wait for you to finally be on the same page. And ikaw din as a person, ayaw mo rin naman na nasa isang relationship na magkaiba kayo ng pacing or magkaiba kayo ng page sa relationship na yun. Kasi nga, again, going back to my point with Jamie's answer, mayroong may iwan sa relationship na yan. And once na may naiwan sa relationship na yan, eventually things will fall out. And lastly, sabi ni Darla, why do relationships end kapag hindi na nami-meet or natutupad yung love story na na-imagine nung isang tao? Okay, you know what? I can kind of relate to Darla's answer kasi ako, when before ha, when I enter things, syempre, you kind of imagine a future for the both of you na parang eventually ipapameet ko siya sa friends ko or eventually ipapameet sa family. Pero alam mo, itong answer na sinabi ni Darla, ito ang isa sa mga major reasons why you shouldn't expect things to happen in a relationship. Kasi kapag na-expect ka ng isang bagay sa isang relationship, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Lalo na kung yung other person naman ay hindi aware sa mga expectations na to. Again, ipaalala ko lang, no, na hindi tayo mind reader. Yung mga bagay na gusto natin mangyari or gusto na gawin sa atin ng part, gusto nating gawin sa atin ng mga partner natin, we have to express that. Hindi yan madadaan sa clues na parang nagbigay ako ng clue na gusto ko, i-surprise niya ako ng flowers or chocolates. It's not that. Because, again, we don't have the same type of love language. Diba? Parang nag-expect ka na sabihan niya ako ng I love you sa 12 midnight ng Valentine's Day. Pero kung yung other person ay hindi naman yung love language ang words of affirmation, then diba, hindi niya maiisip yun. So, if you are in an imaginary state sa love story niyong dalawa ng karelasyon mo, then you are setting yourself up for disappointment and possibility na mag-end yung relationship niyo because of that. And that's it for our episode for today. Pinagsama na natin ang ating main segment at ang ating question of the week. Kasi I think magandang segue yung reasons why we're sad of endings and ano yung mga dahilan ng pag-end ng isang relationship. Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode for today, guys. Again, I appreciate you spending your Wednesday with me every single week for the past 10 weeks at sa season 2 ng All the Love X-Chan. Since marami-rami na rin ang ating napag-usapan, tayo muna ay mag-quick break. Don't go anywhere. All the Love X-Chan will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love X-Chan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All the Love X-Chan, and we have now reached the final segment of our episode for today titled Bitter Endings and the Season Finale. At para nga sa aking what do I love in this week's episode, I have two things to share with you guys. First is, endings teach us that we can restart, bounce back, correct our mistakes, and do better. Kahit na tayo ay nalulungkot sa endings, this is also an opportunity for us to restart and do better, diba? Ito ang ating second chance. Let's go back to the second chance episode of All the Love X-Chan. And lastly, endings remind us that at least something good happened. Might not be for a long time, might not be forever, or might not be with the time that we imagined para sa bagay na ito, but at least it happened. And we are thankful for that because we met this person, we were taught lessons, and we are a changed person because of this experience. And that's it for our episode for today. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, all the Love Extra listeners, for your continuous support. This is episode 10, the season finale of season 2 of All the Love Extra. But before I completely go, I would like to give a quick shout out to @GabJMusic for All the Love Extra's official opening billboard and music bed. Check out his other works on Spotify @GabJMusic. And syempre, mas naging extra special nga ang ating season 2 ng All the Love Extra because of our official opening billboard and music bed. Next week ay wala muna tayong episode ng All the Love Extra, but don't worry, my break will be very quick lang din. In no time, babalik agad ang All the Love Extra for season 3. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, All the Love Extra. All the Love Extra.